Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PSP Projects Limited Q4 FY25 and FY25 post-results conference call hosted by SMIFS Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Lokesh Kashikar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry to interrupt, but the line for the management has been disconnected. Ladies and gentlemen, please hold while we connect them again. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding. We have the management back with us. Mr. Lokesh, you can go ahead now.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of SMIFS Limited, I am pleased to welcome you all on the PSP Projects Q4 FY25 and FY25 earnings conference call. From the management side, we have Mr. P.S. Patel, Chairman, Managing Director, and CEO, and Ms. Hital Patel, CFO of the company. I will now hand over the floor to Ms. Pooja Dhruve, Company Secretary, for the disclaimer, and then the management will have the opening remarks. This will be followed by interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to ma'am.
Thank you, and good evening, everyone. I am pleased to welcome you all to the PSP Projects Limited earnings call for the analysts and institutional investors to discuss financial results for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2025. Please note a copy of the disclosure is available in the investor section of the website as well as stock exchange. Anything said on this call which reflects the outlook for the future or which could be constructed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. Now, I shall hand over the call to our Chairman, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Pooja. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of the management of PSP Projects, I welcome one and all the earnings conference call to discuss the quarter and full-year performance of the company. We concluded the board meeting this afternoon. To sum up the financial year 2025, I would say the year has been a difficult year for PSP Projects Limited. While the company closed with the highest-ever outstanding order book of 7,266 crore, as in year-on-year growth of 20% and highest-ever order inflow to the tune of 3,506 crore, excluding GST. The same has not got translated into numbers and growth during the year of the current outstanding order book. Adani Projects comprises of 25% and balance are non-Adani projects. The company closed FY25 with a revenue from operation of 2,468 crore of similar level of almost similar level to FY24. Company could not meet the desired growth guidance. The muted revenue growth has been because certain new projects of Dharoi, Dharoi Dam, Fintech Building, and GIFT City, GBRC, SRFPCL, GBC, SMC, Science City, etc., did not take off as per our planning, and there were delays in the receipt of drawings and in land acquisition and land allotment, delayed in client clearances, etc. The total revenue impact of all these projects put together is in excess of rupees 300 crore. Profitability update. In FY25, the company reported an EBITDA of 178 crore compared to 260 crore in FY24. The decline in EBITDA was primarily due to the expenses associated with the seven UP projects. FY25 marked the closure and handover phase of these projects, leading to concentration of additional costs within this year. A total additional expense of 62 crore was incurred towards these UP projects. Excluding these one-time expenses, the adjusted EBITDA margin for FY25 stands at 9.7%, reflecting the underlying operational strength of our core business and in line with our profitability guidance on consolidated basis. Regarding the definitive agreement with Adani Infra, SEBI approval received for the open offer and its stage of tendering period, which has started on 22nd May 2025 up till 4th June 2025. Post the tendering period, the acquisition will become effective from June 2025. Now let me share certain operational highlights of the quarter and the year. Till date, the company has completed 235 projects in total since inception, with 83% private projects and balance as government projects. As on 31st March 2025, there are 58 ongoing projects, 91% of projects are based in Gujarat, 5% in Karnataka, 2% in UP, and 2% in Rajasthan. During FY25, the company completed 13 projects. The major projects completed were SVKM NIM Institute at Sanand, Ahmedabad, 7 medical colleges and hospital completed in UP, 2 precast projects completed other than National High Speed Project, residential building for project Ekansha at Ahmedabad. During the year, the company was awarded 22 projects. The major projects awarded were airport development and city-side development work containing 5-star and 4-star hotel, Coca-Cola project at Sanand, Medicity and Research Center at Ahmedabad, 2 commercial and 1 hotel building in Bangalore, biggest residential project of Siban at Youth City, Gandhinagar. After successful completion of Palladium Mall Ahmedabad, repeated order from client from Palladium Mall in Surat. Leadership Guest House and Training Center with Precast Technology in Shantigram, residential project at Vaishno Devi Ahmedabad, and residential project of ARPA in Shantigram. Now let me share the project level updates. One of the largest projects which we are going on the fast track is Coca-Cola project. Few days back I was on the site and I saw almost the structure is over. Infra work is also going on and the finishing work is going on. So probably that project is almost on timeline. And we are doing much faster project for the Coca-Cola company. Surat Municipal Corporation high-rise building at Surat. We have reached to 14th story as of now. Finishing work has been approved. Facade work agency is on board. And so the building is going parallelly from 14th floor onwards on a structure side and rest of the area on a finishing side. Sports complex. The main work is over and ready for any time opening soon. And some additional work of about 20 crore for warm-up pool is going on at sports complex. Gati Shakti Vidyalaya, we have almost come out of the basement for all the buildings which are supposed to be done for the university. And now the major budget works are going in the superstructure. We are also there on track, little bit slippage of about 1.5 to 2 months just because of the seasonal deficiency of labor in April and May. Outlook for FY26. We believe FY26 holds strong potential for PSU project. The company enters the new financial year with healthy order book, laying a solid foundation for growth. Our primary focus will be on execution. The entire team of PSU projects is aligned towards delivering high quality outcome and ensuring timely completion across all projects. Looking ahead, we recognize that our future success will be driven by our ability to execute efficiently and scale up our operations across increasing number of projects. We are confident in our team's capability and are fully committed to achieving these goals. Regarding revenue guidelines, we expect more than 3,000 crore, but I will be in a better position to give you a close figure by end of this quarter, as most of the Adani projects which we have started are at the stage of diaphragm work or excavation. So going from two months from here, we'll be in a better position to give you a clear guideline what it will be after beyond 3,000 crores. With this, I conclude my remarks and now I would like to hand over the call to Ms. Hetal Patel to take us through the financial in detail.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. The financial performance during the quarter ended on March 31st, 2025, are as below. Quarter 4 FY25 versus Quarter 4 FY24. The revenue from operations for the quarter is at Rs. 655 crores versus Rs. 649 crores, which is marginally increased by 1% on YOY basis. EBITDA for the quarter is at Rs. 30 crores versus Rs. 52 crores, which is decreased by 41% on YOY basis. EBITDA margin is at 4.65% versus 7.98%. Net profit for the quarter is at 4.8 crore versus 15 CR, which is reduced by 68% on YOY basis. PAT margin is at 0.7% versus 2%. During the quarter under review, company had to incur additional expenses in UP projects to the extent of 9 crores. Other expenses include asset return off to the extent of 2 crores and ECL provision created for retention receivable from Badayu projects, which is one of the UP projects, that is 1 crore 87 lakhs. During the quarter, Badayu project performance bank guarantee of Rs. 8.02 crore was invoked and the same is expensed off to the P&L account. During quarter 4 FY25, company has incurred capex of 16 crore and in totality for FY24-25, the capex incurred is 61 crore. Gross block is at 599 crore as on 31st March 25. And net block is 307 crores. Would like to mention few of the important balance sheet numbers as on March 31st, 25. Long-term borrowing, 52 crores, including short-term maturity of 34 crores. Short-term borrowing, 219 crores, excluding short-term maturity of 34 crores. Net unbilled, 522 crores. Retention, 175 crores. Mobilization advance is 335 crores. Inventory is 322 crores, which comprises of 145 crore of construction materials, 156 crore of work in progress, and 21 CR of finished goods. Out of total sanctioned credit facilities of 1497 crores, company utilized 1001 crores, including fund-based utilization of 122 crores and rupees 496 crores facilities available for utilization. As on March 31st, 25, the company has total fixed deposit of 265 crores, out of which lien-free deposits are of 60 crores. FDs worth rupees 180 crores are under lien-based bank for credit facilities. And FD worth rupees 25 crores are given as security deposit to the client. Work on hand as on 31st March 25 is 7,266 crores. Detailed bifurcation is available in the uploaded presentation. This concludes the update on the financials and we are now open for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Navid Virani from Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I have a few questions. So first one is regarding the entire year of FY25 and now FY25 is going forward. So
can you speak a little loudly? Can you speak a little loudly?
Is it better now, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my first question is regarding how we look at FY25. So FY25 was a washout year, you all understand that. But can you paint the picture of, you know, how drastically different can FY26 look like in terms of scale, growth, as well as profitability? How should we look at FY26 and how do you feel it will pan out?
See, I have already mentioned that we'll be in a better position in FY26 because whatever the things which went wrong for a company, it was more related to UP and UP projects. If you see the total revenue and the total other projects, we have already done to what we have been claiming or what we have been given guidelines for other projects. But the only thing which went wrong is for the UP. And that's the reason that we were not able to make up. And if you see the total expense which we made throughout the year in UP was about in the tune of 60 crore. So if we put it together into the EBITDA, it will be in the same margin to the last year of FY24. Going from here, now we are not having that much pressure of government projects. We are now dealing with most of the projects of Adani Group, where we are only focusing on the construction part. So I personally see that we will be in a better position to execute the project, because now we are solely dependent on the management of the Adani Group, who also wish that their project should move on a fast track without any hindrance.
Sure, next up, what I want to understand was regarding the UP project. So for the entire year of FY25, the EBITDA margin pressure was majorly due to UP projects, as you mentioned. So now, I mean, going forward, let's say a couple of more quarters, do you still feel some pressure coming from these projects? And are we not in a position to just, you know, take it once and for all, take all the pain in one go and just get done with those projects? Is that something which is not permanent?
See, it is actually the major projects or the greenfield projects of the as medical college and hospital were over and handed over since last 6 to 9 months. It is more about the renovation of the existing hospital, which was a part of our this contract, and getting these hospitals work on time from the government is making these things delayed both from our side and their side. So whatever things are now, I personally see that most of the things are over, only two medical colleges is now going on. So probably we'll be in a better position from here on. But every now and then I say last quarter also I was saying about 5 crore, but I ended up with 9 crore. So probably we still feel that this will, in the next quarter also, we should be in a better position not to spending too much on that side. So it is now almost over as far as UP chapter is concerned.
Sure, sir. Last question is regarding the working capital days. So if I look at the trend for the last few years, we have been in the range of 30-35 days, but this time around in FY25, the number has come to around 65 days. And it looks like the receivables and the majorly the inventory has been slightly higher in FY24 as well as FY25 if I look at compared to the history. So what is driving both these numbers, if you can just give some understanding there?
Yeah, so basically this receivables, if we see, it has compared to last year, it has increased. It was 335, whereas this time it is more than 500 crore.
Government.
Yeah, so this mainly from the government projects, and even some of the UP payment is also outstanding, and other government projects are there. SCB is also included, whereas last year it was not there in receivables. So because of that the receivable has increased.
And regarding inventory, ma'am?
Inventory, I think it is at par. Last year also, it was around 300 CR. And this year also, there is not much increase.
So, I mean, are we not going, I mean, just wanted to understand, is there any precast element involved in this inventory jump? Because if I look at for FY24 and 25, the inventory number has inched up slightly. So is there any precast element involved there?
No. See, regarding, if you see, I have mentioned the bifurcation. So around 21 crore of finished goods is there in inventory amount. So that is that pertains to the precast finished goods.
Perfect. And last one on receivables. So out of the total receivables that are outstanding on our books right now, are there any slow-moving receivables in your understanding? And if there is, can you quantify?
See, if we consider slow-moving, that will be Pandharpur, out of which we have made, that is 17 CR, and we have already provided for 13 CR out of it. And we have actually be receivable, so that is 90 CR. But actually, that will be due by this October 25, as per the agreement. Yeah, first installment is due, but that will be receivable. Means we are following up for that, and mostly by October 25, we will be receiving it.
Thank you, and thank you, sir, for your answers. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a 40 CR receivable from UP also that is included in receivables.
Perfect. Thank you for your answers. Wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Participants who would wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
On the receivables part, you mentioned that SDB and UP are 1,940 crores. What about, you mentioned Pandharpur, right? I missed the number for Pandharpur.
Yeah. That is 17 crore.
17.
Yeah.
Apart from that, which are others?
Yeah. We have a receivable of 98 crore from Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation. That is Narayanpura Sports Complex.
Is that slow moving?
Not slow moving, but we have last 2 months invoicing still pending. 3 months invoicing. That will be.
Pending.
Yeah. That will be processed.
By what can we expect some normalization in terms of working capital?
More or less, see, if we exclude this SDB and other slow moving items, it will be like 450 or so. That it will end up at around 400 crore. That should be the normal receivables at this level of turnover.
400 crore should be number by March 26?
Hopefully, yes.
Okay. For the SDB receivable of 90 crore, the entire amount is due in October?
Yeah. By October 25, they should be paying us as per the agreement entered.
Okay. Okay. Secondly, on the guidance front, previously we had mentioned that we are targeting a revenue of 4,000 crores for FY 2026. Where are we on that front?
I just said that it will be in the range of beyond 3,000 crore, but after this, once this first quarter is over and our all projects of Adani Group is streamlined because it is at the stage of diaphragm or excavation stage, and we are also heading towards monsoon. We'll be in a better position to give you a clear guideline after first quarter.
It should be anywhere between 3,000-4,000.
Can be.
Okay. Anything on the margin side?
Margin will be stabilized to a state of whatever I have been saying since long, that it will be in the range of 8%-9%.
Earlier we had said that 9%-10%, so we are again lowering the guidance?
What did you say?
Earlier we guided for 9%-10% margins.
Yeah.
We are lowering it to 8%-9%.
Looking to the situation of the project and the way we have been able to perform in last one year, we are just keeping ourselves little bit safer on giving you the margin guideline.
Okay. Okay. Lastly, on the CapEx side, what will be your CapEx for FY 2026?
I think there is no exact projection about CapEx, but as I always say that it will be in the range of 3%-4% of the revenue, and that's what we have done in this year also. Probably it will be in the same range or maybe little more than 4% because most of the Adani projects are on a large volume, so there can be little more CapEx, but cannot be more than 5% maximum.
What would be the order inflow guidance for FY 2026?
Order inflow will be same in the range of 4,000-5,000 crore.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Those are my questions.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Prachi Kadam from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to ask, of this 4,000 crore-5,000 crore of order inflow that we're looking for in FY 2026, how much would be from the Adani Group?
I think probably maximum will be from Adani Group. It will be in the range of 80%-90% from Adani Group only.
80%-90% from Adani Group only?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sir. Sir, what would be the adjusted margin for Q4 2025? I think for FY 2025 you had mentioned the adjusted margin of around 9%. What would be for Q4?
Yeah. See, if we look at the expenses we have booked for this Q4, which are of not routine nature, one is 8 crore of this CBG invoked, and we have provided for margin this ECL provision also, that is 2 crore. That is there. Further, we have written off certain assets which is a process of the whole year. More or less around 20 crore we can say we have incurred like additional expenditure. on an average, it is EBITDA is 30 crores, which may be around 50 crore if we exclude the effects of these expenses. So it is in the range of last year's EBITDA margin.
Okay, ma'am, that's helpful.
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Deval Shah from RBSA Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
My question pertains to the recent personnel changes. We have observed that there is simultaneous departure of several long-standing key manager and personnel. So, can you please elaborate on the reason behind this and what measures are we taking to ensure that these do not have any material impact on our project commitments and timely completion? And are we seeing the same similar kind of attrition at the mid-level as well? Just what are your thoughts on this, sir?
The release of these two people who have been associated with my organization since last 15 years, it was more voluntary because after this agreement with the Adani Group, they were feeling a little bit pressure of the order book and maybe on the execution part. And since last 1 year, they have seen that pressure in terms of getting the labor on time and everything. So it was the personal thought to leave the company as a workload. Nothing to impact on the company's role because most of the people are still on track, and if you have seen, since they have decided to leave in January, and since January till now we have been performing at the same pace without their presence.
Okay, thank you. And sir, my second question pertains to Adani Group only. So we understand that probably from the order coming from Adani Group will be more of a construction rather than the EPC. Is my understanding correct, sir?
No, it is more item rate contract. It will not be an EPC contract, but most of the contract type will be like EPC, where we will be doing each and everything, right from some of the portion, the design will be coming from their side. Baki, some of the projects we are doing with design, but civil MEP and facade and finishing.
Okay. And sir, regarding the recent announcement from the Adani Group that they are also planning to come out with the township in Navi Mumbai on 1200 acres land. So just to get the sense around it, so are we also preferable in the Mumbai region for the similar opportunities? Or so how, just want your thought on that.
Yes, we have already initiated projects in Dharavi, and we are also part of the airport in Nihal. At the terminal T1, we already initiated one small building of 50 crore, and we are going to start the VL office also, and two projects of Dharavi also. So it depends on my availability and my strength, how we are able to prove ourselves in next 1.5 years. There will be all opportunities to PSB always from the group side. Otherwise, there are always going to be that if their order book or their expansions are more, they will go for different contractors also. It all depends on my capacity to execute the work on that.
So thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Aditya Jaiswal from Smith Limited. Please go ahead. Mr. Aditya, please go ahead. Mr. Aditya, please go ahead with your question. Since the participant is not responding, we'll move on to the next question. The next question is from the line of Navid Virani from Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the follow-up. So I have a few more questions. Sir, can you give an understanding of the current bid book and what does it comprise of?
You mean to say what is it comprised of? You mean to say in terms of type of work or in terms of zone or what you need to know.
No, no. So every time we give an understanding of what is the big book amount and what are the major projects which form the part of that big book. So that is something which I wanted to know.
I'll give you three. The residential project at Ahmedabad is 110 crore. Temple development is 800 crore. Non-Adani, daily development work is 1200 crore, Adani Group. Then riverfront development work of 400 crore, residential project at Ahmedabad 350 crore, corporate house at Shantigram 480 crore, residential colony at Mundra 1250 crore, township at Mundra 2300 crore, museum at Ahmedabad 100 crore, and interior work for industrial plant at Sanand 120 crore. So it is about 7,100 crores. This is big pipeline.
So this is the outstanding big book.
No, no, I'm saying big pipeline. You asked for the outstanding order book.
I asked for lead book. Lead
oh,
book
sir, oh sorry. Sorry. Okay. You have outstanding order book list?
Yeah, so it is already there. Bifurcation is already there in the presentation.
No, no, so, ma'am, I wanted to know the bid book, outstanding bid book. Not the order.
So that's what sir has explained. Means it's okay, pipeline only. Yeah? Okay.
Okay, perfect. Next one, sir, I think last call you mentioned that we are looking at around projects worth around 10,000 crores from Adani Group itself over the next 2 years. So are we on track to achieve that?
Yeah, EDC is all about the execution and the performance and how the project design and the ground level work goes on. So as and when the projects are coming up, we are discussing in general on a larger order book. But as and when the projects are materialized one by other, it is being converted into orders.
Sure, that's helpful. And sir, lastly, on the Dharavi work you mentioned, so are we actively participating, I mean, have we started participating in Dharavi with Adani already?
No, no, we have already started little mobilization at Dharavi, one of the projects in Mahi. The land is available by Adani Group, where we are going to construct 5,200 houses. There is no development exactly on Dharavi land as of now. It will be in the outskirts of the Dharavi where the people will be shifted later on. So there are two projects already under discussion, which is related to Dharavi development.
Okay. So this is a project where the existing population will be shifted and then the construction will start.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, out of our total order book, what is the share of fixed price contracts?
What is the share of?
Fixed price contracts.
Fixed price contract now, I don't know exactly which are the fixed price project. We'll come back to you.
Okay,
because some of the projects are item that we have not prepared that list of which are the outstanding order book, which are fixed price and which item rate. I have to check.
Okay. And secondly, of the bid pipeline of 7,100 crores, what would be Adani's share?
I think it is about 50-60% is Adani.
Okay. And so lastly, on the Budau project, so we wrote off the 8 crores of BG in this quarter in the P&L. So what other items are still outstanding that can be written off in future, and what is the status right now in the court?
I'll brief about the outstandings from Budau project. So this 8 CR was a performance bank guarantee which has been taken, and so that we have expensed off. Now on balance sheet, there is a 6 CR receivable from Budau project. So 2 CR is 1.81 CR is against retention, and other 4 CR is against the mobilization advance. They have excess recovered. So they have recovered with mobilization bank guarantees also, which already they recovered from our RABs. So that is still we are carrying on our books because it is receivable by us. Whereas the retention money of 1.87 that we have already provided for, though we are showing on the receivable, similar amount of provision is done in ECL, expected credit loss.
So incremental only 6 crore loss can come from that project right now?
No, 4 CR only. If suppose that no excess mobilization we cannot recover, that will be 4th year.
Okay, okay. And so, ma'am, what is the status of the project? So will it go forward or how is it in the courts right now, the status?
Project is totally closed. They may go for re-tendering as they have already terminated our part. So they will be going for re-tendering, but yet then the project is status quo.
Okay. And are any other projects where similar nature or some issues are there, or we can see some kind of delayed receivables or write-offs, anything apart from these UP projects?
I would say God that they should not happen in the future also. Actually, we are not able to visualize such type of situation. Sometimes things goes on a different line because of different situation. But it was not expected, or neither I expect any of my projects should go in future.
And lastly, on the margin side, while you again reduced the guidance, so is there any upside risk on the margins for over 8 to 9%?
It is not about reduction. It is more about the performance and the availability of labor and the crisis through which the construction industry is going on in since last 1.5-2 years or maybe next 1 year or so. So just I am making myself a little bit safe in terms of percentage by 1%. Otherwise, we already given you 9 to 10%. Now I am saying 8 to 9%.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Kohli from Goldstone Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you. First question is on the, you know, coordination now with the Adani Group. And, you know, are they fairly hands-off in, you know, the management structure and letting you do things the way you always have, or there have been some significant changes?
See, the whole coalition has been done on the baseline that we will be the only person who can understand execution and execution pace and how to manage a construction company. So the group doesn't want to enter into the execution part at all. It will be the financial part. They were there. They would like to help us so that our cash flow is maintained and the order book is maintained, and we are better in position to execute at a faster pace. Otherwise, any interference from that side on the execution side, today is also zero, and for next 5 years they have agreed that they do not want to enter into a existing management as far as execution is concerned.
Right, so they want to stay away from that. Now, in the presentation, one of the slides, the 8-year CAGR has been mentioned for the revenue, EBITDA, and then PAT. I mean, it goes from 25%, 13%, and down to rock bottom under 4%. In the next phase of our journey, will this somewhat turn around and reverse where, you know, profitability starts going up? And, are we adding, for instance, in the immediate future, some new skills like bridge building or road building? Will we see that in the company so that, this profitability goes up?
I think this is something which is, I don't know how you have that perception that bridge building and road building have a better margins. But as far as company's profile and the company's past is concerned, we are never going to go into any infrastructure projects. Neither we have that expertise also. As far as the margin thing is concerned, I think started at 25%. We have never committed for 25%. We had a profit of 16% when there was no GST. It was service tax. When most of the materials were supplied free of cost and the profit was on the overall project side and the cement seed not included, the margins were on 16%. Later on, it stabilized at 11-12% since last 3 years. And this last year only, we had a bad impact of this 4% just because of the expenses about 60 crore. And if you seriously add to 170 crore 60, it will be in the same range of 9% what we have been doing last year also.
Kunal bhai, I'm coming from the space, from a metro space, where one has witnessed a resurgence in the real estate over here. Standalone developers here in cities like Delhi, the kind of profitability they are getting. We are not a development company, but it's a hugely profitable area to consider getting into. Because that CAGR of 4% over 8 years is, this has to improve.
CAGR of 4%, how you see?
See, that has been mainly affected due to the profitability of this year, also even certain portion of last year also. So this may improve if we since this UP projects are already concluded, so during this current financial year also, it will be on a different stage. So this CAGR maybe you can say it's a different, it's not as far as our earlier one.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Aditya Jaiswal from SMIFS Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I just wanted to know that from this total order book of 7,000 crores, what amount of the orders that will be converted in FY 2026, and for the revenue side, how much amount will be coming from the new orders?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Sir, from the 7,000 crores order book that you have, how much revenue that you want to convert from the 7,000 crores order book for FY 2026, and how much revenue will be coming from the new orders for FY 2026?
Yeah. Out of these 7,000 crore, I think we'll be in a position to get about 30%-40% at least in this year. And the rest of the revenues which are going to come in the next whole year order book, that will be the range of 400-500. Usually, projects coming after the first quarter, they do not get converted into revenue till the next quarter, I think next year. So it will be very less revenue from the new orders, and mostly it will be from the existing order book which we are expecting.
Sir, second question that the latest two orders that you have got, one is from Medicity Research Center and second is Guesthouse. Can you throw some light on these two orders?
Sorry, can you please repeat?
Sir, in the PPT that you have mentioned, you have received two new orders. One is for.
Your voice is very low, sir. Your voice is very low. We are not able to understand.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Sir, for the recent two orders that you got, one for Medicity Research Center and the second one is Guesthouse at Shantiram, can you throw some light on these two orders?
See, Medicity and Ahmedabad is the Adani Group coming up with two medical hospitals. One is in Ahmedabad and one is Mumbai. So we have got the order for Ahmedabad Medical College and Medical Hospital. And the Guesthouse work, which I have said, that is also a group leadership building which requires people to stay there. So that's the hostel Guesthouse for the leadership course, which is in Shantiram.
Sir, any timelines that you are expecting to complete this order?
I think both the orders are having a timeline of 18 months.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to PSP sir for closing comments.
Thank you all for joining us on our main conference call today. Thank you for your support and trust in us. We hope that we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of further queries, you may reach out to Investor Relations Advisor Ernst & Young, and they will connect with you offline. Thank you again, all of you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SMIFS Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.